1868 being the state of the year, them Waterloo sportsmen did grandly appear to gain the great prizes and bear them awa', never thinking of Ireland and Master McGraw.
Never thinking of Ireland and Master McGraw.
On the 12th of December, that day of renown, McGraw and his trainer, they left Lurgan town. John Welsh was the trainer, no dog could want more. And the very next morning they reached England's shore.
And the very next morning they reached England's shore.
And when they arrived in the skirts of the town, all the grand English sportsmen they gathered around. And one of them gentlemen gave a haw-haw, saying, "Is that the great dog you call Master McGraw?"
Saying, "Is that the great dog you call Master McGraw?"
Then Lord Lurgan steps forward and says, "Gentlemen, if there's any among yous has money to spend, for yous nobles of England, I don't give a straw. Here's 100 to 1 on my Master McGraw.
Here's 100 to 1 on my Master McGraw."
Then McGraw, he looked up and he wagged his owl tail, just to comfort his lordship and show he'd not fail. While Rose stood uncovered, the great English pride, but the pride of Owl Ireland was there by her side.
But the pride of Owl Ireland was there by her side.
As Sweet Rose and the Master stood waiting their call, "Now I wonder," says Rose, "why you left home at all. Keep your breath for the race and don't waste it on jaw. And snuff that up your neb," says Owl Master McGraw.
"And snuff that up your neb," says Owl Master McGraw.
The hare, he went swerving as swift as the wind. He was sometimes furnenced them and sometimes behind. Rose gave the first turn all according to law, but the second was give by Owl Master McGraw.
But the second was give by Owl Master McGraw.
Then the hare he led on with a beautiful view. Rose was there, but the Master was no number two. For he jumped on the hare's back and lifted his paw. "And how's that for Owl Ireland?" says Master McGraw.
"And how's that for Owl Ireland?" says Master McGraw.